Shalom broadcast proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. And today, we're going to begin our legacy series, What Are You Leaving Your Children? Today, we will suggest we should leave them shalom instead of, aw, shoot. I've been asked to address the tragic event that happened in our city in the past few days. The news has reported that there was a sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl by some 13-year-old boys in a classroom while class was in session, although the room was darkened by a video. So, my response is, okay, Lord, how would you address this? Well, if we believe that God wants shalom, total well-being for our children, then perhaps we would first speak healing to the girl. Second, speak restoration to the boys. Sure, we should acknowledge that some wrong was done, but look, folks, this is not normal, healthy behavior for anyone. So healing of a different kind, healing of character and sensibilities, and later we could pray for the adults in this situation that they would have wisdom, and perhaps somewhere along the way we could ask, what could I do? And address the parent, the parent of the public bystanding saying, okay, how can I keep my child safe? Please notice how different this response is from what the secular media would be doing and is doing. Most people will jump to playing the blame game. String up the teacher. No, what about the parents? What kind of job did they do? Is this really a rape? Incarcerate the boys. Well, the questions never get answered. But instead, a media circus ensues, thereby hiding the real issues that the public themselves should be engaging in. And the public gladly follows this distraction, a blame fest, so they don't have to deal with their own sin and laziness. Okay, also notice how this is different from the typical Christian broadcast where legacy series would start out by talking about salvation. And good as that might be, it would be disconnected. Religious talk. Okay, but if we want to be like Jesus, then how would Jesus handle the issue? How would Andrew talk about it if somebody said something, or Mary to him? How could we represent Jesus? So rather than a finger-pointing fest, how about let's starting by praying for these people? I think that's the most responsible response I know how to make, so let's pray. So, Lord, right now, I admit I really don't know the situation. I only know the news report. But, Lord, I know you know. And, Holy Spirit, I ask you to pour into this situation. Comfort those that need comforting. Convict those that need conviction. Protect and educate all those who are open to it. And I speak shalom and healing for these children. I am not the judge of culpability, Lord, but I do know that this is not the kind of behavior or the outcomes that you want for these children. You want them to be healthy, happy, holy, and to succeed. So we claim your shalom over these children. May they all receive a touch from you. And in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to you, darling girl. May Holy Spirit wrap you with warm comfort. And may Jesus lead you in safer paths. May all the holy angels protect you. And Heavenly Father, I know it's not your will that any should perish, but that all repent and receive eternal life. So I pray that these boys would repent and turn to you and receive by faith your forgiveness and your cleansing. You are making them righteous, and one day they may be representatives of your holiness, your goodness, your love. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our institutions, our clubs, our schools, our city, our nation. We thank you that your wisdom is ever available. I ask you to help the teacher and the administrators to see what to do. Change our schools, our city, so that they would be what you would have them to be. Turn our filthiness into your cleanliness. Turn over our apathy and stagnation into your mighty river of awakening. Turn us, O Lord. Rescue our city. Save it from the dark kingdom and transfer it to the kingdom of light of your dear Son. And give us a revelation of your love and your power, our authority and our responsibility. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I imagine that might be a little more effective than tongue wagging. So what about legacy? Well, let's talk about a legacy of shalom and specifically how we could give our children the wherewithal not to get into this sort of situation. Because I know there are parents out there asking, okay, if this could happen in a normal neighborhood, in a normal school, how can I keep my girl safe? Or how can I make sure my boy is okay? Good question. So here are my ideas. First, let's leave a legacy of the expectation of shalom. Now, my listeners know that this broadcast is rooted in Isaiah 54 and 13. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. And yes, I believe it really is practical. If you believe that God wants the best for your children, you will speak about it. And if you will speak about it, your children will know about it. And if they know about it, they have a much better choice available than going down the routes of sexploitation, laziness, non-success that everyone else is going down. A legacy of love and blessing and high expectation does not lead to where the kids are reported to have found themselves in this news. Second, let's leave a legacy of being armed. Leave your children armed for combat by being prepared to resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's not the same as go to sleep and hope everything will turn out okay. For example, I had a friend who told her daughters, aged 3 and 4, our private parts are called private parts because they're private. So you don't have to share them with anyone else. And if anyone else gets too interested, you can tell me because that's not right, okay? Okay, Mom. So if you talk to your kids, and if you're dependable, and if you prove to them that you're clued in, then they will believe you when you say, if anyone hurts you or makes you scared, you can tell me. Now, for your older children, I suggest that you tell them directly that the fastest way down the ladder of economic success is a young pregnancy, especially out of wedlock. You know this, so tell them. And then make plans for success. Make sure that virginity is honored. And make sure your daughter feels protected rather than demeaned. And your sons know that they have strong men around them who demand honor for women and respect for success and for the values of your family. Third, leave a legacy of the fortification of the family. Good families don't put children in positions where they are likely to be abused or become abusive. Know where your child is. Likely they should be with you, but if they're not, be sure that you've taken enough authority in Christ to be sure that they are safe. Not just any babysitter will do, not just any friends, not just any school. Today it's more important than ever, unfortunately. So maybe you know the mother of the child asking your child over for a sleepover. Do you know the dad? Do you know the family standards? Do you know everybody who'll be in that home? How about your child's school? Don't imagine that just because it is a Christian school or an elite private school that everything is fine. Learn to be pleasant and effective. Be there so you know what's going on. Be willing to help. Be willing to move if it's necessary. And certainly studies show that families where the father is present, there are few teen pregnancies. A big, scary older male around keeps loser young men at bay. And when the young elephants are making trouble, putting an older male elephant in with them calms them down. So we thank the good old elephants we can find. We have too few of them. And we'll be right back.
Homeschoolers now have confident one-stop shopping with professional advice from an experienced Christian homeschooler. Just log on to faithfamilylearning.org for a recommended selection of curricula, books, educational equipment, supplements, and resource links. Shop the nation while still supervising the children. Just go to faithfamilylearning.org. That's faithfamilylearning.org. Homeschoolers now have confident ones.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
God wants total well-being for all children. Children today have more problems than most people want to admit. The statistics of learning and developmental problems are truly grim. Educators and parents have a real challenge. My assignment is to speak God's word of hope, faith, and healing into the situation. My name is Sharon Sarles, and I have the Great Shalom Broadcast. If you can give me an opportunity to speak encouragement into educators, parents, or students, please call me at 512-249-7629, 512-249-7629, or email me at info@greatshalom.org. That's info@greatshalom.org. Just as it says, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and we've been talking about leaving a legacy of shalom. So we talked about the legacy of forearmed, fortification of the family. Let's talk about the legacy of self-control. Take responsibility to be sure your child can navigate through life, and self-control based on self-respect is the way. For instance, what are your kids advertising that they want coming to them? And, of course, how we dress and how we act and how we speak is the great attractor. Many educated women object to me that women should have the right to wear anything they want. And, sure, how you dress doesn't take responsibility off of someone else for committing a crime or acting like a gentleman in any situation. Yes, actually, any situation. I just couldn't help myself as BS, and that does not stand for Bible study. However, look, if someone stole your car, that would be a violation of the law, no question. But you don't leave your car running with keys in it on 6th Street while you go into the bar all night. So no, I'm not talking about legalism or silly gossip, but I'm saying connect the dots for your children. What they do will have consequences. If you dress like a hooker in your college class, you're professor might think that you're up for a different kind of deal than work for grades. If you go into an alley to smoke pot with your high school friends, then you have set up your guy friends to take something more than a toke. If you have sex with a guy in a high school, it's likely it will be you who is supporting that baby. The point is, teach your girls respect for themselves. Get the jump on the guys who will say anything to them. Get the jump on the markers who will sell anything to them. And tell your daughter this is what our family does. You're worth more than this. And we want good results for you. And tell your sons the same thing. When they want to whine at 7 or be addicted to electronics at 10 or do nothing at 15, say, since this kind of behavior leads to bad results such as XYZ, this is what our family does. We want better for you than that. So leave a legacy of self-control in every area so they don't get into some areas. And even if they were to get too close to the fire, they can pull themselves out of it. And don't tell me it can't be done, because it most certainly can be done. Self-control. Refusing to use self-control is like getting in a car, pushing the gas pedal, and refusing to steer. Now, the legacy of self-control flows right into the legacy of legitimate self-respect. If discipline is the only way to ensure self-control, honoring your children is the only way to cultivate legitimate self-respect. Does your daughter honor herself enough not to get talked into anything she doesn't really want to do? Does your son honor himself enough that he has a good career path laid out without the mar of a felony and the inconvenience of being in prison? And honoring is both taught and caught. If you shame your daughter, then one day selling yourself short may seem like a fair price. Some families are so engaged in enforcing submission that their girls get the message that they are second class, worth nothing without a man. No good results from that. There is a religion where women are chattel, but that's not Christianity and not Judaism either. Jesus stood out even in Judaism when he taught the Torah to a woman. Martha was culturally correct to be scandalized at Mary sitting in with the men and listening to the rabbi. Jesus said no. The part she has chosen will not be taken away from her. Will you beat down your daughter so much that that portion that should be hers will be taken from her, or will you lift her up? And your sons, will they prefer a cheap thrill or the good life? And finally, I suggest we leave our children the legacy of knowing the ways of the kingdom. There are two kingdoms operating in this world. Do they really know about God's kingdom and the customs there? Are you sure? I hear a lot of talk about folk religion and not much Bible. If your daughter were to be deflowered, would she then think that she were trash, or would she realize that a crime had been committed against her, an injury done to her? Would she know where to come for healing? Would you be part of that healing? And if your children were caught in sin, crime, shame, would they know that God is faithful, not just to forgive, but also to cleanse from all unrighteousness? Now is the time to step up to real parenting. God is the real model parent. God has mercy, but God is not an anything-goes fellow. There is judgment. There's also grace. And if you don't get this, ask God, who's also the great teacher. And the textbook is available. Folks, we need to go from BS to Bible study. Okay. So, you know, it's time to step up, because this is what our world really is, and we need to transfer ourselves and our families and leave a legacy of shalom instead of, oh, shoot. It's not nearly as fun as tail wagging or finger wagging or blame game or feeling self-righteous, but I think it's a more responsible response. Studies show that a full 60% of our nation's population, both sides of the aisle, think that America has slid too far into moral decay. Well, if you think that, then the question is, what are you injecting into the system? If society is the sum of all interactions, what interactions are you putting into the sum? Friday after Thanksgiving at 1:34 in the afternoon, I was flipping channels and I found a graphic rape scene on television. I wonder if I was the only person that day who protested the programming choice. When I went to the website, I found that one of their biggest sponsors was a toy store that I had planned to go to, actually, to shop for my grandson's Christmas present. I wonder if I was the only person who called their executive offices that day. What did you do if you saw that? And probably most of you say amen when your pastor prays for revival. But how about let's doing some revival? And what I mean is sharing our faith, neither pouncing on people nor cowering in a corner, but sharing our ideas like any other American has the right to do. Let's stop cowering in corners, and let's stop letting a few hotheads stigmatize Christianity and the 98% take us down the broad path to destruction. We need to turn around our families, and we need to turn around this society. Who wants mayhem in the streets and in the schoolyard and now in the classroom? So then, do you teach rights only and not responsibility? So then, why do you tell me we can't teach ethics in the classroom? So then, why do you tell me that we should sue any school with a dress code? So then, educator, why do you tell me that social work is not your responsibility? Why then do you tell me, well, that's just the way it is? I don't receive that. Let's connect the dots, folks, in our own mind, and let's start connecting them for our children. The gospel is, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But where we resist is first in our own mind and second with our own tongue. So I ask you, what are you speaking? Are you speaking dignity for women? Righteousness for all? Blessing even for those who despitefully use you? Let's speak blessing to our children. Let's speak strength and holiness to our daughter rather than dadgum? Are you speaking worth and value to your son? It's a whole lot more effective than getting, aw, shoot. We can do it, folks. We can speak the word of God. If our children are taught of the Lord, their shalom will be great. And we'll be right back.
Quest to info@greatshalom.org or write to the Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. God says, where two or more are gathered together, I am there. God hears and answers prayer.
Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement and balancing, food allergies, anti-aging, detoxification, including IV detoxification, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and appropriate nutritional supplements. Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., also offering medically supervised weight loss programs that are designed to reset your weight set point. Call 512-327-4886.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord.
And this is the Great Shalom Broadcast. And today we're talking about leaving a legacy of shalom instead of aw shoot. You know, those who fail to plan to fail. And it's the same with your children's life. If we speak shalom over them, then even in the natural mind, it's obvious that they're much more likely to get shalom. But the word of God is powerful. It does not return void. And we can speak God's outcomes for our children. We need to connect the dots here and not just let the world take us down the path to foolishness. Judgment is inevitable because it's built into the fabric of reality. What you sow, you reap. Jesus, however, did take away all the curse. And he has his hand open to you, to me, to all our children. And he will give us the blessing, show us the way, and walk with us. Will you go with him today? Will you learn of him today? Just say, Jesus, Lord, I receive you. I believe you are raised from the dead. So now please raise me from this death and decay, and my children also. And sure enough, he'll do it for you just like he did for everyone else. And will you tell your daughter or son about the deal? Will you leave that kind of legacy, a legacy of shalom, of success, of well-being? That's what God wants for our children. Will you work with the Lord on this? And if you want to work with me on my project here at the broadcast, let me know about it. Please send me your testimonies and prayer requests to at info@greatshalom.org or P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. Next week, we'll be talking to Jameson Titus about his father's legacy of excellence in education, heroism in helping others, and success beyond imagination. Out of poverty, and I mean real poverty in India, beyond mere affluence, I mean a good career in corporate America, and into tremendous significance, bringing literally millions out of poverty and darkness. That's P.J. Titus of Christ for India, and his son Jameson will be talking with us, and we'll see how you can be inspired by that family's legacy to leave one of significance of servant leadership for your family also. So tell your friends who love India, your friends who love missions, tell your friends who love triumph. The following week, we're going to have Danny Johnson, a gal who went from penniless, literally living in her car on the beach, to being a millionaire in 2 years. And she's been teaching others how to do it now for some time, but she has a new book out called Grooming the Next Generation for Success. Folks, this is the best parenting book I have ever read. I mean, really, you'll want to hear Grooming the Next Generation for Success. So keep tuning in. And remember, you can enter into our discussion by going to www.greatshalom.org and selecting blog. Just scroll down on the homepage and click through blog, and you can type in your comments about anything related to the broadcast. But if you want to talk about a particular broadcast, if you click through archives and look for the little word comment, you will see there. You can click comment, and you can just type in the box. Doesn't require any particular computer skills. Just have to be able to find www.greatshalom.org, scroll down, click through, and type. So it's really easy, and we'll be happy for you to comment to us. And please do email me. Send me your prayer requests. I'd be honored to pray for you and your children, because I really do have faith that God wants the best for them. So this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.
God wants total well-being for all children. Children today have more problems than most people want to admit. The statistics of learning and developmental problems are truly grim. Educators and parents have a real challenge. My assignment is to speak God's word of hope, faith, and healing into the situation. My name is Sharon Sorrells, and I have the Great Shalom Broadcast. If you can give me an opportunity to speak encouragement into educators, parents, or students, please call me at 512-249-7629, 512-249-7629, or email me at info@greatshalom.org. That's info@greatshalom.org. Just as it says, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom.
God wants you healed. That's right. Forget about why God may not want you healed. He does want you healed, well and healthy. And in Sharon Sorrells' new book, God Wants You Healed, she shows you this from a biblical perspective. This new book is available now and can be obtained in either a downloadable format or in hard copy at www.greatshalom.org. That's www.greatshalom.org. And remember, God wants you healed.
For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast